you've had a terrific career, you've been playing, you know, for years and years, to have had this break of just a few months without playing, how's that been?
It's been hard because I like football, you know, I enjoy football, I like being around the dressing room and all the buzz of match days and all that. It's been tough, but like I say, I've had the opportunity to move away up north and some offers, but like I say, I've took a gamble, which was a gamble at the stage of my career at my age. But like I say, I'm thankful to Ebbsfleet for giving me the opportunity this late on in my career, and it's down to me now to really prove them right.
So how have you spent the time? Have you been training with other clubs, working on your own?
I've done a lot of it. I've done about 3 weeks in pre-season at Wimbledon, and then I left there down to travelling, really. It was taking me a long time to get in the mornings, and my old legs weren't really up for sitting in the car for that long. So,
Where's home for you?
Chelmsford in Essex.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
It's only like 80-odd miles. I think it's 89 miles to Wimbledon, which don't seem that far, but with the traffic and that, it's a good 3 hours every morning there and back, and just started taking its toll a little bit, and I didn't really think it was fair on them or myself at that stage to continue, really. So me and the manager sat down and... I think he was a bit surprised when I went and see him, but he's a real good man, Neil Ardley, and he knew that I put my family first, and I'm really thankful for him for that.
How much did you enjoy playing with Keds first time around, and what sort of partnership might there be?
Well, there's nothing not to like about playing with Keds, is there? He's obviously a strike partner's dream because he wins his fair share, he gets stuck in, he puts himself about, he works incredibly hard for the team, and that inspires everyone else, that filters through the team. So when you see someone like Keds, at his age as well, still doing it, it's very impressive, and like I say, that filters through the team and it sort of gives you that little buzz to go and do that as well.
I don't think you've got anything to prove to people, really, because you've done well over the years. So what's your motivation coming here?
Success. I'd love to get promoted with Ebbsfleet. I don't think that's a big ask at the minute. Obviously we're sitting just below mid-table, but the quality I see in that dressing room, there's no reason why we can't put a nice little run together. Like I say, everything I've seen in training and the clips that I've seen from games, I don't think there's many teams that we should really worry about with the quality we've got in there.